to advertise, email podcast@thisismatchy.com. Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Sekhaya la. Kusesikolweni la.
Mara wathi ke transport.
Transport le. Toilet la.
Ama twins la.
Twins.
Ama twins.
Ama twins.
Huh?
Ama twin savers ala. Asisikolweni no toilet. This motherfucker. So like I'm here. Sasha is khati. Impatagil. Transport arrives. Strict mom. Get out now.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Pekele Peke. Sol Penduka is here. The Ghost Lady is here. Mesh is here. Tato's here. Noah's here. Simpiwa is here. You are here. And most importantly, we are here. Kezo. Welcome to another episode of Podcast and Chill. Big shout out to Mashabela. If you want to use these studios, make sure you email podcast@mashabela.co.za. Big shout out to Moja Chicken. They fed us today.
Oh, yeah. We're full.
Yeah.
Shout out to Moja Chicken. Brought chicken for the whole team.
Beautiful chicken, right?
Yeah tasty
yeah,
love it.
I saw you kill the whole full chicken by yourself.
You're a fool.
You owe them 40 rands.
Yeah. Oh, at least, oh, it's just 40.
I can ask how much it cost them.
How about
it was not
sauces?
A full chicken, by the way.
Yeah, how about the sauces?
Yeah. Big shout out to Tanya Attorneys. If you need an attorney, make sure you hit up Tanya Mukwane Attorneys on www.tmincorporated.co.za. They are sponsor for the show today.
Shout out Tanya Incorporated.
Yeah.
Oh, dope.
Yeah. Otherwise,
we
guys,
need that kind of protection.
Fucking hell, bro. Jan hasn't even ended, bro.
Yeah.
I thought we would have a smooth year. That's your color, man.
Aye.
Hey, movies.
Internationally.
Movies.
Yo.
I told our sales lady, I'm like, yo, can we change the rate card? We're now charging in dollars.
Dollars.
Fuck rands. International, baby.
We have international rates. Hey,
bro, please explain, how the fuck did we get you? Because to be all, in all honesty, right? I know you might not believe this. I have no idea what's been happening. The whole week I've been with my son.
Yeah,
I was teaching him how to color. We were planting some seeds, you know, like some.
Oh, Zakala.
We're planting some mint, some lemon.
Damn.
The whole week, bro. I've just been busy with my son,
that's
right?
Beautiful.
But
beautiful.
People have been sending me like screenshots, like, yo, dude, this is what's happening. Yo, Twitter's saying this. Yo, whoa. Boom, 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 boom. Please describe to me, dog. Just break it down to me. What happened? When did this thing start?
The Ari Lennox interview played. You had that interview in. It doesn't matter. But that interview played, and someone posted a...
And you know what's weird about that interview? That interview is from last year.
From last year?
Yeah.
You
from
did
last
that
year.
A long time ago.
And I didn't even want to do it, bro. That's the craziest part.
Wait, why did you do it?
So her record label called
J. Cole's label, ne?
I don't know what it is.
What?
But they called our producer. They're like, yo, we're looking for an interview with Ari Lennox. So I'm like, who's Ari Lennox? I don't know her.
I
don't know her music.
Like,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then they're like, no, she's that the girl who did the track with Nasty. I'm like,
oh, that's
okay,
where I know.
I remember her.
Yeah.
So they're like, she wants to do a Zoom. I'm like, okay, cool, no problem. Do people know her in SA? Like, does she have a fan base? Will it land with our chillers?
Yeah.
People are like, no, people in SA know. I'm like, cool, let's do it. So we do it, and then like, it was like Wednesday night, they called me about 6. They said she's available at 7:30.
Okay, dope.
So between like 6:30 to like 7:30, I was just going through her
music.
Her catalog. And then I stumbled upon the Tiny Desk
performance.
You mentioned that.
So I saw a performance and I saw this girl, you know, she's singing about sex. She's liberated. I'm like, oh, dope. I love sex. Everybody knows that.
Obviously.
You so like to speak to free people.
Yeah.
You know?
So I'm like, oh, shit, we got something in common. Because I've never seen a woman so liberated and talk about sex like she did.
Oh.
You know what I mean? I'm like, all right, cool, clean. So we do it. Mm-hmm. And then what happened now?
And then the first question you asked her was, what's the phrasing?
Who's
fucking you good now? Yes. You know, and then she was obviously shocked and taken aback, and then you
like
reminded
startled.
Her, no, it's one of your lyrics. You know, then she's like, hey, really? Like, oh, okay, yeah. You know, why are you asking it like that? Whatever. And then you guys are cool. She didn't lash out at you or anything. And then the interview continued. But now someone took a clip of that question, as always, and then they said that. Ah, McG, there he is, consistent, as always, consistency,
yes.
You know, and then obviously people tweeted her, you know, the few handful tweeted her, and I think she thought it's the whole of SA is up in arms about that question, and then she started to tweet that she regrets responding like that. She should have responded differently. She was not happy with whatever. Obviously, this is from the tweets also that people have been sending her, you know?
And by the way, they asked us to remove some other stuff in the interview, which we did, but not that part.
Wow.
Oh!
Yeah.
So they had this interview.
Yeah, I did it last year, November.
Okay. And they had a chance to edit it.
Yeah, they sent us straight after the interview.
Okay.
The team said, listen, please remove 1, 2, 3. Because there's other stuff in the interview that we removed.
So her team was okay with that question, essentially.
Yeah.
Because if they say don't remove it, they're okay with it.
Because in the Zoom, you only see two people, which is me and Ari Lennox, right? But there was like 7 other people.
She tweeted
in the Zoom from her team.
Okay.
Oh yes. Then you guys just took the
100%
windows.
Yes.
You and her.
Yes.
Because she did tweet that she was in a room full of her team, and it was said that some parts must be removed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When we did.
And you did.
Yeah.
Damn. Now I want to know the other parts.
I'm curious.
Flip. Yeah. So that's it basically. And she did say that she was in a room with her team and. They said certain parts should be removed that they weren't, and she was not happy with that. Obviously, she's not happy with her team.
Yeah.
And then, when she started tweeting, then obviously some people felt different, you know, and tweeted and said stuff to her, you know. Yeah, and now she's deleted all her tweets. She said she's never coming to SA.
That's wild.
How do you guys feel? How do you feel about that? She said she's not coming to SA anymore, and she's done with interviews. She's never taking you retired her
for real
from interviews.
She says she's done with doing interviews.
Yeah, she's retired.
So you're telling me if Breakfast Club, because she's on a promo tour now. She's about to release an album.
Okay.
So if Breakfast Club says, "Listen, we want an interview," she's not going to go.
I think gut feeling tells me she'll go.
She'll go.
She just wanted to say she's done with interviews from South Africa.
She forgot South Africa.
Really?
Yeah.
What she was saying when she's done, there's no way she's not done. She's done with interviews.
Yeah.
She's still going to drop music, drop albums, tour, and it's going to be part of contracts that she must do interviews, drop music and stuff, you know?
Mm.
How do you feel about the whole thing? Because people want to hear what you got to say for yourself.
The thing is, for me to comment on that thing, I need to know, like, what happened. But like I said,
she took offense. She felt like you stripped her naked, essentially. And I don't know if that's how she really feels, or that's how she feels based on the reaction.
But
that
how?
She got
because
initially.
If you check the Tiny Desk interview that I was talking about, she sings and she mentions, "I'll fuck you good right now. I'll fuck you good right now," right?
Mm-hmm.
And that was like my entry to ask her, "Who's fucking you good right now?"
But you see what you did. What you did. Think about this. Someone comes up to you,
sure,
right now, and says, "Mac, you still don't know who you're fucking tonight." Let's say you're with your woman, right? You're like, "Huh? What are you talking about?" And they say, "No, something you said one day on some other show on YFM." You know what I mean? Obviously, then you're like, "Oh, now you've got context, right?" But you were like, "Who's fucking you good right now?" You know, without context, because it's not even. I don't think it's like her biggest song. It's not like meeting Coolio and saying to Coolio,
"How can you say without context?" Because if you check that clip, I started off by saying I checked out your Tiny Desk performance.
Yeah.
I really liked it.
Yeah,
and the song I liked was where she mentioned that lyric.
Oh, did you start like that?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, wait.
I can read clips. There's no context. So you just
But I watched the interview.
Bro,
and it's
if you check.
It sounded like you said it only after the question. After she was started,
yeah,
then you explained.
Yeah, because it sounded like you said, who are you fucking right now?
This no,
like, what the fuck? Like, no. It's one of your lyrics.
Yes. It started from the Tiny Desk interview or performance.
Okay.
Where she mentions, I'll fuck you good right now.
You see, then you failed to communicate that properly because to me it sounded like it was just like, how? Okay.
How? Because even when she says that, if you listen to the club, I'm like, that's my favorite part of the song.
That's after you'd said it.
Yes. I'm like, I love that part of the song. And then she's like, oh, yeah, I did say that.
Yes, but that's after you pose the question.
Yeah.
Of who's fucking you good right now or whatever. The question.
Sure.
You know? Then you're like, no. Then she was like, because she was like, what do you mean? And she's like, you're like, no, it's your song. You're like, oh, yes, it is. It's funny you put it like that.
But here's
because I didn't put the connection from, because I haven't seen the Tiny Desk thing.
Maybe bro, here's an artist who glorifies his sexuality.
Yeah, I've seen clips where she talks that people shouldn't, the sex is not a taboo.
Yeah.
It should be freely spoken about. I've seen that clip.
So for me, I'm like, this is my entry point.
Mm.
Right? It's like if I'm interviewing Snoop Dogg and he smokes weed all the time.
And he's directed porn movies before and
you
whatever,
understand?
Yeah.
I'm asking him about smoking weed. Or like
Chilli M. You asked him about taking drugs. He got pissed eventually.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's
not
part
like,
of the story.
It's not like I asked Oprah, who are you fucking right now?
It's not like, oh, yeah. So what you're saying is you had read the room.
Yes. There's a very nice tweet that Chris XL, I love Chris XL, by the way.
You love Chris?
Hey, Chris XL. That's my ninja. That's my fighter, that one.
I just felt like you could have worded it differently, man.
But
you
know,
slightly. I think artists should be asked about their work.
Yeah.
We know that it's just art. Just like other artists have got ghostwriters, right? But we should ask them. I mean, if I've got a ghostwriter and my ghostwriter keeps writing about how I smash girls and what, even if I don't do that, people have a right to ask me about it, right? But in a certain way, I feel, you know
but
what
I mean?
That's
the thing. I always do that. If you watch the podcast, I always ask the sex questions, right?
Yeah, it's you on brand.
Yeah, but I've never asked like so aggressive, like, who are you fucking? It's always like, who are you smashing? Or like, who's servicing you?
Yeah.
Depending on the room. Mm. I remember I asked, what's that lady? She's an actor, man. Rami Chwane. Mm. So, as an African person, you know you can't ask an elder, who are you fucking? But I asked her, who are you servicing? You understand?
Mm.
Who's servicing you? Mm-mm. And she's like, yeah. And you can go back to the interview. Mm-mm. You understand? Chub Chub. Chub Chub is a nigga. I'm asking, who you smashing?
Yeah, you understand what I'm saying? Yeah.
So obviously, I don't go out and be like, who the fuck are you fucking?
Mm.
Yeah.
That's distasteful. But those are lyrics from her own song.
Her own song.
So I'm playing on that.
Mm.
So if she's comfortable to sing about fucking good, why is it
a taboo now to answer?
To ask her, you know, it's like you know that song Drake, I Can Make Your Bed Rock.
Oh yes.
If I was interviewing Drake, I'd say, who's rocking your bed? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. I get it. Like I said, I feel like, cause I missed the connection to that question, you know. Cause I'm pretty sure she wasn't gonna act surprised if you're like, you've got this song and you're singing this.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Who are you currently fucking someone good like that? You know, or something like that. You know what I mean? She clearly also lost because you were like, I'm sure she performed more than one song on Tiny Desk.
Yes.
You see, so when you like, I saw a Tiny Desk performance, who you fucking nice? Unless you only performed that song, then it would be top of mind when you say Tiny Desk. But obviously, there were a lot of songs.
Maybe you should have done the interview.
No, man, I just felt like, you know, the wording.
What do you think, Wesley? What did you think?
But
as a woman.
As a woman, actually, you're pointing.
But how did it come to feminism now?
But you know, there's a witch hunt, though, right?
How did it become to me degrading women?
Exactly. So it's a bit of the thing of woke Twitter and taking a clip and then obviously not understanding the context. So again, we're going to have a problem of having to try and explain just a clip. Whereas there's a whole context, the whole, as you say, this is, we see, like, even on the interviews that she does, she's very open about sex. She speaks openly.
Angela Yee and them asked them, is that how you squirt? Or
yeah,
she was quite a surprise there as well.
Yeah, I just think she was more the... I think people got obviously hooked on how she was startled. And I'm thinking maybe it even came from... She wasn't expecting that question from... Especially, this is another country. She was probably wanting to talk about, you know, questions that are like more like, when are you coming to South Africa? You know, maybe Nasty C.
What's Chris Excel's Twitter handle? There's a tweet, man, that I really liked. Chris Excel.
Is it Chris Excel or Excel Chris?
Chris Excel.
Is Chris Excel a guy or what? Is it a chick?
No, it's a guy. It's a guy. He's the president of Black Twitter.
Wow. Yeah. Oh. So why does he use this picture?
That's a celebrity, some actress or singer. She just uses, I think he likes the girl.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah, okay. He's like the official catfish, he calls himself. The only official catfish, because that's not his pick.
Let me find that tweet, man. I found it very profound. But anyway, continue, Ghost Lady, yeah?
I don't know. I can't remember where I was at.
But as a woman, but how did that make you feel?
But how did you as a woman watching it, your genuine feeling, not you as Mac G's co-host or anything or friend, just how did you feel?
When the question came and she was startled, I understood because maybe she was not expecting that question. Mm. But when he explained that this is part of your lyric, and then she was like, oh, and then she kind of remembered. We had to go, oh, yeah, actually, I did say that. So it was like, oh, okay.
Fuck, man, I can't find that tweet. He's got so many tweets, this guy. Jeez.
Chris tweets.
But he was basically saying, if you're a pastor and you portray yourself as a pastor, I'll ask you pastor-y questions.
Oh, I saw that.
If you're a slay queen, I'll ask you slay queen questions. That's what he was alluding to. Right?
Mm-mm. It's like me being in an interview and they ask me about like
your porn
podcasting
addiction.
Well, I never had a porn addiction.
A gambling addiction.
Yeah.
Gambling addiction.
Oh yeah, I hate that because it's like, dude, don't steer it. Don't typecast me. I don't like that. I don't do that anymore because of the typecasting thing. But it makes sense. I get where it's coming from. You know, if they're like, so tell us about who's your favorite, maybe like porn star or something. You know, I've been vocal about that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say, oh, you're disrespecting me, you know, but at the same time, it's about how the question is asked.
Mm.
Sometimes, like, I don't mind. I think that's a valid question. Like I said, artists, I believe, should be asked. If an artist paints a hanging body of a child.
Yeah.
That's graphic and disturbing.
Yeah. Mm.
Sure, we should ask him about it. We can't just say, ooh, it's his art.
What were you thinking?
He was in his zone.
No.
You can't ask him about it because it's his art. No, dude, like, yo, this is disturbing. Like, what was going on? What does this mean? What's the depiction? What's the symbolism behind it?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, just like any artist, I feel artists should be asked, you know, obviously in a proper, respectful manner.
Mm.
You know,
so yeah, you're not
like, how many people have you fucked? You ask that, that's the normal straight question, you know.
So you're saying I could have worded it differently?
Yeah, I said you could. I'm not saying the question shouldn't have been asked,
yeah,
you know, because it's on brand, that's what
for
you
sure.
do, you
for
know
sure,
what I mean?
Sure.
It should have been timed and worded differently.
Okay. How? Break it down.
Ari, you've got that song. Whew, I love it. Very steamy. Oh, like, you like, fuck me good.
Okay.
Is that, are you about that? Are you still about that? Like,
oh.
Is your man happy in the other room in that house?
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Okay. Yeah.
You know? If you feel that's crass also, I just have given her where the question is coming from. She knows. It's not like I meet someone and they're like, so, what's up, Peppa Boy, Ebo Baba, you know? That's disrespectful, you know? Be like, yo, so I saw your podcast. I'm like, yeah, so you done with those? Oh, now I get the context, you know what I mean? Nah, I'm whatever. Oh, I don't want to talk about that right now. You know, and she's not compelled to answer as well, you know, but that's how I feel.
But you know what I saw, guys? You know what I saw?
What?
There's a bigger play here that I think a lot of people are missing.
Oof. Yeah?
We at war. I kid you not.
We at war. There's two sides to a war. Who's the enemy?
Okay, let me ask you one question. If this platform doesn't exist, who benefits the most?
Our competitors, right? I think.
Who's that?
Which is other media platforms.
Okay.
Shows, radio, TV.
Which are more safer.
We're like a hybrid of radio and TV.
Yeah.
Mm. You know, if they had a child and the labor ward was YouTube, that's who they would birth us. So those are the people that we generally, you know, are competing with.
100%.
Even though we don't have competition, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. that's who we're at war with.
So do you feel like there's a third hand and it's...
Definitely. It's clear to see. If you apply your mind. If you apply your mind. Ne?
So I don't like that. Yeah, go on.
If you apply your mind, dog, we're at war with radio. And I'll tell you why. First of all, radio wishes they could have the numbers we have.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. The numbers we get, I mean, it's bigger than...
Most drive time shows.
Yeah. Drive time shows, national.
No. I think Metro maybe. Mm-hmm. Metro probably has bigger numbers than we do.
Fair enough.
Because like how it works in radio, if a radio station has 1 million listeners, right? It doesn't mean 1 million people are listening to every single show.
Particular given moment.
Yeah. Yes. It means like what they do is like within that 7 day period, mm-hmm. 1 million people have tuned in to the station. So they make it 1 million listeners, right?
Okay.
So right now, when we drop an episode, we get more numbers than any apart from Metro, I think, and Ukhozi, the big stations.
The big ones, yeah.
But like Akaya, YFM, 947, we get more numbers than any other drive time show. Because when we drop, we get like 300,000, 200,000 in a day.
Yeah.
That's drive time numbers, right? And what is radio doing that we do? We both sell advertising.
Yeah, we sell media space.
We're selling media space.
Yeah.
Right? So now, the moment a platform like us exists, it's a threat to them.
For advertisers.
And it wasn't a threat in the beginning, because if you check the podcast and you're a chiller and you watch and you just don't watch the snippets, you realize that that's how I talk. I've been talking about this, asking people who they smash, who their hit list is, body counts, from way back, from 2008. That's what we do, right? But it wasn't a problem. It started being a problem when what happened?
We had the numbers.
No, when we started eating from their pockets. We're taking food out of their mouth. Because now, when Amstel comes here, or any other brand, that's a campaign that should be on radio.
Yeah.
I'll give you an example. We did a campaign with Know Your Cash. Mm-hmm. They were on YFM for a whole year.
Oh, yeah, they said that, I remember, yeah.
Ish. Right? They came on this podcast, right? Advertised one episode. Their website crashed.
Dude, way before that, even Old Mutual.
You understand?
Amped, when they were launching the Amped Studios.
When they launched the Amped Studio, they advertised on 947. They did everything. And they advertised on our platform.
Yeah.
And every single person till this day that goes to Amped Studios because of our platform, only one person.
Inquired.
Didn't even go from 947. Only one person.
And they spend way more money there.
And they spend way more money, right? Yeah, so now you're starting to eat from the bottom line. Okay. So now you become a threat. Mm-hmm. And if podcasts and chill exists and there's 10 more other podcasts, that means radio's dead. They're out of business. So how do we kill this motherfucker? Because he's killing us, right? Now this is where we get in the corporate space. So normally with corporates, if they see you as a threat and they want to kill you, they'll offer money. They'll throw money at you, right? Which they did. I mean, right now, for 3 years, I've told you guys this before.
Yeah.
But I didn't say it on the podcast. But for 3 years, Prime Media has been trying to get me back. And you know what they did? They, for 3 years, they were asking me, yo, Mac, how do you do your podcast? How do you do this? So I basically gave them my whole business structure.
The blueprint. Yeah.
The blueprint of how this thing works.
Yeah.
Because they're launching a new app, which is going to rival like Spotify and iTunes, whatever.
Oh,
so they're launching a podcast app and they wanted to launch it with me because I'm the biggest podcaster in the country, right?
There is, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, cool, clean. If it makes sense, why not?
Yeah.
So I went into that agreement thinking it's an extension. You know, like how we did Channel O, where we can still do our thing and then Channel O is just an extension of what we do.
Yes.
So I'm like, all right, cool, I'll have a chat with you guys and this is an extension of what we do. So I gave them like my every meeting I had with them, I had a meeting with the CEOs, Ravi Naidu.
Former programmer.
Yeah, the guy who fired me.
Yeah.
let me show you our chats.
Flip.
I even have receipts, dog.
Jeez.
To show you how deep this thing is. Receipts.
Okay.
I'll show you a conversation I had with Ravi last year sometime. This is the guy who fired me, by the way. The irony.
Jeez, man.
Okay. Read this. 6 July 2021. Read what Ravi says.
6 July 2021. Hey, Mac. Hi, Ravi. How you doing? Long time, man. Yeah, can we meet sometime this week? For sure. When?
Wait. Who's saying that? You must say who's saying what.
Hey, Mac. Obviously, it's Ravi.
Okay.
Hi, Ravi. How you doing? Long time. It's obviously not Ravi saying that. Cool. It's you. Ravi. Yeah, can we meet sometime this week? You, yeah, for sure. When? And he's like, what time of the day works for you? You're like, anytime after 12, I'm good. Remember, I'm unemployed. And then you're like, Thursday. And then he's like, Thursday, 2 p.m. You're like, perfect. Where? He's like, nah, don't get too excited. Zoom call. What's your email? You're like, MacGyver.gmail. He's like, third wave, Mac, remember? And you're like, you laugh, smile faces. And then he's like, otherwise, I'll come see your handsome face. You're like, sweet, next time.
It wasn't handsome when you fired me.
So he's like, yo, Mac, we really need to do this deal. Need to get you back in the fold if you're still keen. And you're like, of course, it would be an honor.
No, sucking his dick.
2021.
Fucking hell, dog.
In 2021.
The fucking cap.
You gotta massage his balls. They can feel good.
Oh, gosh. Okay. So you're like, of course, it's an honor. And he's like, cool. Thursday it is. And then now it's the 13th of August, 2021. That was when? That was 6th July, 2021.
Wait, did the Zoom happen?
Yes, that's okay. When I met with the CEOs of Prime Media, oh, and sweet. They explained this is what they're trying to do.
Jesus, bro.
Yeah.
I remember you told me. Mm. Then now, 13th August, it's like, hey, Mac, how you doing? Need to get going with that deal, please. Can I reach out to John? Now, this is John Savage he's referring to.
Yeah.
Right?
He's the guy. He's our commercial partner.
Yeah, right? Yeah, then you're like, ah, I'm great, sir. Hope you're well. Yes, please. We're ready to rock and roll. That's your response to him asking if he can talk to John. And then he's like, who else are great content creators? I need to reach out. Just recommend someone. And then you're like, there is something we wanted to propose to you. Can we facilitate an aggregate?
Yeah.
And aggregate everything for you.
Don't go. You're exposing my
secrets. Hey. Yeah, but basically it sounds like he's chasing you.
You get what I'm saying?
He's chasing after you for this deal.
So do you know why the deal didn't happen?
Why?
They said, cool, we're going to give you, we want you to come on board.
Okay.
We're going to pay you double. Okay. What YouTube is paying, but the deal is you must be off YouTube.
Mm.
So I said that, I'm like, no fucking ways.
No fucking ways.
Mm. I'm like, dog, on YouTube, I got chillers in Russia.
Yeah.
On your fucking app, I'll have chillers in Benoni. It ends there.
That's it.
That's it. So I was like, there's no way.
That's
career suicide.
Just double the money. That's fucked up. Just to double the money.
Right? Jeez. So I said, no.
The fuck? That's
so I said, no,
an
right?
Insult. Yeah. Mm.
Another media house, I won't mention the name, offered me for the podcast.
Cap!
Oh. I kid you not.
Why did you take it?
Wear that cap.
Because they said they want to control the content.
Oh, shit. So to kill the podcast.
Yeah, so they said we've got for the podcast, but on condition we control the content. And at that point, I was like, dude, without the content, there is no podcast.
And you work for them, you know?
We like, did. It's like, it's literally going back to being censored.
Talk about
radio.
This, don't talk about that. Talk about this. Then they fire you.
So I said no.
Okay. You said no.
That goes to my point of corporates, what? Now throwing money.
And
I didn't bite, which is what they always do. Remember with Soweto Gold, when it started being big? Heineken, what did they do?
Ooh.
Threw money.
That's what they always do.
Facebook, when Instagram started being big, what did Mark Zuckerberg do?
Yeah, money, WhatsApp.
He bought it.
He bought it.
Mm. They buy everything.
Right?
Coke also buys everything. Like if you come up with a soft drink and it's tasty and it's doing numbers, they offer you money.
Sharp. So they see this podcast is becoming a threat.
And they just shelve your
right?
product. Yeah.
It's becoming a threat. Throw money. Didn't work.
Mm.
What next? What do we do next?
Dun, 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 dun. Return to Twitter.
Twitter.
Do you know what they're doing now?
Mm?
They buy Twitter influencers to speak badly about us.
Oh, for real?
I kid you not.
Bonnie Hannah and them.
I kid you not.
Whoa.
I got a WhatsApp.
Bully.
I got a WhatsApp from a Twitter influencer. He's like, this radio station is paying me $60 to talk shit about you every single week. Can you top that?
Are you for real?
I kid you not.
No,
60K.
Show me the
60K. I kid you not, dog.
60K.
I kid you
weekly.
Not. Weekly. He's like, can you top that? I'm like, hey, my chief, I don't have that kind of money.
Yo. Yeah, no, fuck no.
But I'm like, you know, I don't care how you get your money. Do what you got to do. If it pays your bills, by all means.
You should
I'm
have
not-
taken that.
Hey, man.
Dog. You'd be paying you, this
maybe
one.
I should have.
You'd be paying the 60,000.
60 million.
So I'm like, to this guy, I can't match that. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm like, keep doing what you do. So that's what they do. They pay Twitter influencers to speak badly about the podcast. Look at it, dog.
Did you ask which station?
Yeah, he showed me, but I can't expose that.
Are you for real?
But if you look at it, bro, mm-hmm. no matter what I say, every week we're trending. And if you go on Twitter, it's negative things.
Because I was about to say, okay, fair enough. We're at war. There is an enemy. But let's not give the enemy ammo. You know? Like with... You know what I mean? Let's try and remain ourselves, but have tact.
Bro, you can't have do tact. That. It's impossible.
We're asking Ari who she's fucking good.
It's impossible. I'll tell you why.
Yeah?
Because the nature of our podcast, it's uncensored. Mm. We speak from the dome, top of our head. We don't think things through. We just speak. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So we just speak. So you can find something, any clip.
So there'll
anyway.
Always be something,
there'll
right?
always be
it
something.
May not be a question to a woman about.
I could
about-
come, let's say I had a daughter. Mm. Let's say I had a child and she was a daughter. Mm. And I came on the podcast. I was like, hey, I was bathing with my daughter this week. Mm. They could take that and say, Mac G's a pedophile.
Mm. Okay, that has happened before.
You understand?
Yeah.
Now, this is what happens, right? So what they do is they pay these Twitter influencers to push propaganda, to push a message, to push Mac G is misogynist. Mac G is what? Mac G is abuser. Mac G is a what, right? Mm. And then... obviously, because you know how Twitter is. It's just sheeps. People follow whatever.
Sheep.
Sheep.
Sheep, yeah. People just follow whatever is trending. Mm-hmm. So if Saul is a fucking murderer, everyone on Twitter is going to go, Saul is a murderer. Mm-hmm. You understand? Mm-hmm. And then you know what they do? Mm. They take that and push it to publications. Now, when you go to News 24, Times Live or whatever, it goes... Tweeps say Mac G is an abuser. Mm. And they bring out all those tweets. But if you go to those tweets, there's two people that say I'm an abuser, but there's 100,000 people saying, no, he's not. Mm. You don't watch the podcast, he's not. But they don't put those tweets.
No,
they
no.
say these tweets
these two.
Say Mac G is an abuser. Mm. Right? Who reads newspapers? It's not us. Mm. We get our information here. Right? Mm. We go on Twitter or blogs. That's where we get our information. So we don't read newspapers. Who reads newspapers? It's CEOs. It's the old motherfuckers that have the money and they're the ones that sign the deals.
Basically. Jesus.
Right?
Yeah.
So every week you go on Twitter, you search my name, you see all this vile bullshit, all this propaganda trying to deplatform us, trying to make us seem like we're misogynistic. We are just these bad, it's a bad platform, right? Mm, mm. And then you get publications who reiterate and spread more propaganda. Mm. So by Monday, when I go to a brand and I speak to the CEO who doesn't watch the podcast, all they're receiving is all this hate from newspapers, from what's going on TV, on radio, and all this stuff, right? Mm. And if I go, yo, here's our platform. We've got these numbers. Please advertise. What are they going to say?
Who are you? You're like Mac G. Like, oh, fuck. Radioactive.
Yeah.
Jeez, man.
Do you see? Do you see what's happening?
No wonder you're not on Twitter. You spend all this time studying how it works. And
you're like a CEO. You're also reading there. Eh?
No, people send me this
but
shit.
I get it. Mm, it sounds like, it sounds... I know to a certain degree. I mean, it's very true. But it just sounds like... conspiracy theories,
it's
right?
It's not,
now.
Dog. Look at it. Look at it. Look at it. If you take your phone right now, right? Mm-hmm. Search Mac G. Mm-hmm. All you see on these publications is negative stuff.
Negative stuff.
Yeah.
Last week we were calling out the cops for not finding Blackie's killer. That will never trend.
Oh no.
And that didn't
we started Chiller's Market where businesses can promote other business. That's a good thing. Mm. When we advocate for women, that never trends. The only thing that trends is the negative things that will make us not attractive to. Advertisers.
The money.
Yeah.
So they push propaganda because the moment, dog, The moment advertisers realize that they are wasting their money on radio, it's curtains.
Yeah.
Because right now, if you spend money on radio, you're literally advertising to an empty stadium.
Yeah, it's money down the drain a lot of times. Because, like, I mean,
radio's dead, dog. The only time Tando's show trends is when she's doing a challenge. Her show never trends. But we trend every week based on the content of what? What we speak about
on
the show.
What we speak about on the show.
Which shows the power.
Fair enough.
And the influence the show has. I ask you right now, ne?
Yeah.
Take the 947 lineup, right?
Yeah.
Tell them to host a gig at a stadium with no artists, just their lineup, the DJs, right? So let's say Soccer City. Take us. We host a very same gig on the same day, same time. What's another stadium in Joburg? Give me another stadium.
Orlando.
Orlando. Orlando. We go to Orlando. Which stadium is going to be more packed? Just me, you, and Ghost Lady.
Chances are ours.
Yeah.
I mean, you see it already just with simple things like Twitter interactions, right? If you post something random, just something, and
that's,
you know,
influence.
Versus when, yeah, yes, that's what I mean. Influence. That's what I'm getting to, yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So now brands, when they see that, they're like, oh shit, why are we wasting our money on radio? This is the wave. The people are here.
Yep.
And now, without advertising, radio's dead. So we're a threat.
Yeah, we've always been. We're breaking shit. But you do accept that you could have worded the question differently.
No, definitely, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
I do.
Oh, yeah.
But everything else you said, I get 100% fully.
I'm saying let's not dwell on the Ari Lennox thing. Because every week, it's something
they'll
different.
They'll find something.
Yes, the main objective every week is how do we drag him? How do we cancel him? Oh, shit, he said he bothers his daughter. Ah, let's go. They pay the Twitter influencers, and then all the tweets go, hey, he's a pedophile. Monday, when we go to boardrooms and we're presenting, they know me as a pedophile. With no basis, no proof. But the damage has been done. Do you get what I'm trying to say? Am I making sense?
No, you are making sense. I hear you.
You are making sense.
The only way this will stop is if the podcast is dead. It doesn't exist, because that's the only way radio will survive. Otherwise, it is dead, dog. No one listens to radio. No one. And it's killing their bottom line now. Now we're fucking with their bottom line, because sponsors are coming here. And when there's... It starts with one podcast, which is us, right? And then there's 10 others.
No, of course. There's many more podcasts.
That will come.
There'll be a podcast one day that will fuck us up.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like one day.
So that can happen. That's the way I see it. Unless I'm lying, guys.
I agree. I'm just saying, I agree. And I'm not arguing against that. Let's just not give them any valid ammo.
Bro, there's about 10 to 100 interviews I can show you that I've done where I've not asked a sex question.
I know. And you see, the thing is, you know how you can tell sometimes that, hey, yeah, yeah. It's when chill is, because I'm on Twitter, you know, like actively when I've got free time. And I know the faces of prop, like real chillers. I may not know their names, but I know when this face pops up, they advocate for us. Now, when those people start to say, "Hey, but we could have," because everybody sees through the bullshit. They'll always find, the witch hunt crew will always find something to try and drag us by. And everybody else, chillers and everybody, will be like, "Ah, bullshit, we can see through it." But it's when the chillers are like, "Ooh, ish, they have a valid point now." You know what I mean? Then I start to go, ish. So we are at war. Let's not fucking give them ammo. You know?
I get valid
ammo.
I'm saying valid ammo, bro.
That's not.
Bro, there's no valid ammo. She's an artist. She talks about sex. I asked about sex. Done deal, right? I'm saying to
it's
you.
How? It's not about.
No, Saul.
It's how you asked her.
No, Saul. It's not. So then ask her, she must sing differently then. She mustn't say, "I'll fuck you good."
No, she did say, "I'll fuck you good."
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. It's not even about the only ammo they will have is us adhering to, okay, now when we start saying we're not going to ask females about sex questions.
Nah, that's bullshit.
Then they've won.
Nah, we'll ask everybody about sex questions.
Yeah, we're being censored.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now it's like, okay, let's not ask women about sex. Now we're being sensitive.
No.
Then from there, it starts from not. Let's not ask women about sex. Then it starts. It goes to something else.
Nah, bro. Let's continue so, asking people about sex.
By the end of the year, there's a list of things we can't do.
Yeah.
And then now you're just doing a radio show.
And then we sound like them, and now we're not getting. No one is listening to us. Yeah. Just like radio, right?
Yes.
No. We're not gonna cower or. They won't tell us how to do our shit.
But this is how it starts.
Or what not to
bro,
ask.
They're brainwashing people. It's propaganda. They have access to media, newspapers, radio, TV. Pushing. There's propaganda. Like, ask yourself, ne? If you ask someone right now who doesn't watch the podcast at all, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ask them, what do you think about Mac G? What do you think they'll tell you? They'll tell you everything they've heard from the newspapers, from the TV,
of course,
radio.
Because that's
just what,
the only place they know the name from.
Which is what? Which is all filth.
He hates women. He's
but he promotes rape culture.
Yeah, he's a proponent of rape.
They've never even watched.
Hey, man, I just want to do a show. You see, like, for example, this shit, man, we fucking wasted. How long have we been recording for now? 20, like, fuck, I just want to do the show and be, you know, do the show like before.
Whoa, 40 minutes?
I don't want to always come across and addressing these things, you know?
Bro, until you realize we're at war, we're going to have to do that,
fucking
bro.
Fucking hell, man.
Bro, I don't need... I don't understand why I need to come here and explain why I'm asking Ari Lennox about sex when she sings about sex.
That's why, honestly, I don't feel like there was an offense.
I don't understand why the fuck, why do I have to explain that to anyone who thinks, who has logic?
She's a grown woman consenting to sex, and she enjoys it, loves it, and sang about it. So there was nothing wrong with your question. After you explained, like you explaining that, okay, this is the context, this is why I'm asking, not just out of the blue. See, if it just came out of, then it would have been like, okay, that is a bit like so forward of you and just unnecessary.
And that's what I'm trying to say, Saul. It's not about what I say. It's about the fact of the matter is every week, this nigga needs to be dragged.
You're a bad guy.
Yeah. Every week, he needs to be dragged, whatever it is. That's why I keep saying, like, next week, I'm a pedophile.
Look, bro, next week, if you take a bath with your daughter or son, say it. Because when they then say he's a pedophile, smart people, and even the people in our corner know that this is just bullshit. You know, it shouldn't be a case whereby you're like, oh, yeah, I was doing this to this little boy. And it's like, whoa, let's not give them that. You know, let's just do our shit. And if they want to find something to try drag us by, smart people can tell the bullshit that, okay, this is just bullshit. This is a witch hunt. You know, let's not validate any of the claims. Let's not validate that we are a podcast. Because I know you. Nice chap. Nice guy. You know what I mean? No, you don't hate women. I mean, you and your woman are very happy. You're
dude,
your
I was
mom.
Brought up by my
you
woman.
And your mom, exactly. You and your mom have an amazing relationship, and I've spent time with you. Let's not, you know, allow them to say, these guys are this, and then we also portray a bit of that. Fuck that. But you make a valid point. And the smart people, like I said, they will see through the bullshit. And the real people, even those who don't know us, they'll be like, ah, this is bullshit. I saw that clip. It's bullshit, you know?
Mm. I'm surprised they even throwed money at you, bro.
Me have been, man.
Hey, they're coming for him, hey?
Yeah?
They're coming for
you. They want me, man.
April is coming, so April is coming.
They have thrown money at you.
April is around the corner. They want me. They want me. They want this.
And you know what they're going to say on the radio shows. You know what they're going to say, bro?
Even TV shows, yeah?
You know what they're going to say? Because we don't have, if a radio station approaches you, right?
Yeah.
We don't have an issue with you working at a radio station because it's not a conflict of interest.
Yeah.
Right? But they're going to make sure that if you come on their station,
you can't be
on the podcast.
Yeah, you can't be part of the podcast.
Yeah, I see. Exactly. But those are the contracts I've been getting.
Sure.
Contracts. Plural.
Offers. Offers. A contract.
Hey. Did I call you?
A contract. a contract you get after you've agreed.
Oh.
These are offers, though. Offers. Oh. Yeah.
So you've been getting offers.
Yeah, I get offers, man. Mm-hmm. I get offers, yeah.
You see? But does it not come back to what I'm saying? They're trying to kill the podcast. That's all it is.
Yeah, and it sucks, man. You know, like, it's like when a girl asks you out and she's only asking you out because of the woman you're with. you know, that I want to hurt her. So you're thinking, do you really see the value in me? Or is it, you know what I mean? And you can only tell when they're like, nah.
Or there's just another agenda. Or it's just another agenda.
Yes, exactly. So you're right. You know, I'm just saying, let's kick ass, keep doing.
Hey, it's all we can do, man. That's all we have, man.
We can't be back here again next week and it's again, it's some
explaining clips.
GPV thing. You see, like, with everything else, like, come on. You guys are just reaching, you know?
Yeah.
And let's keep them reaching. Let's not give them, you know what I mean? Like,
yo, someone made me realize we're the fucking biggest urban podcast in the world. Did you realize that?
Urban podcast in the world.
Check Joe Budden's number. Yo. Numbers.
Okay.
Yeah.
It depends on what are we comparing.
Okay, let's go to Joe Budden, right? His last episode. Okay. Joe Budden podcast. His last episode.
That's what podcast is
cool.
Is,
here we go.
It's vague.
Here we go. Here's Joe Budden's last podcast, right?
Mm-hmm.
A week ago. 128,000 views.
On YouTube?
Yeah, on YouTube. Okay. Come to us. Our show.
The
Monday show last week, 363. Let's go to Rory and Mal.
Let's go to Rory and Mal.
So Rogan doesn't count as urban.
No, he's white. Look at this, Rory and Mal.
Urban is black.
Rory and Mal.
Urban is black.
In America.
Yeah, fair enough.
Urban.
Rory and Mal, 7 days ago. 149,000 views.
Jesus Christ.
That's an American podcast. Okay, let's go to the Breakfast Club. Let's see. Breakfast Club. Breakfast Club. Breakfast Club. Here we go. A week ago, 139 views.
Ooh. So on YouTube, with a biggest urban.
Yeah. Someone made me realize I didn't know. I was
the
like,
views
what?
And the numbers.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times you find other channels. They've got like 4 million subscribers, 3 million subscribers, but the views per their show does not almost equate.
Yeah.
And ours, we're sitting on 400 and something thousand followers.
Well, about 490.
Subscribers.
Yeah, because I was checking
and
how
our numbers almost correlate
yeah.
to that figure,
yeah,
which is amazing because it's almost like a strike rate. We almost have like a 90% strike rate.
Bro, we're bigger than Joe Budden right now. How crazy.
Which makes sense. Why, you know? All the other bullshit.
Yeah, but anyway, what else happened?
Yeah.
Oof, sure.
What else happened? What else happened?
Oh, I need to stretch.
Yeah, like,
oh,
man, like,
I need a massage after this.
But it's fine, man. We're going to keep on going. What else can
we
do?
Yeah, no, we don't have a choice.
No, we're going to close shop.
Fuck that.
Jeez. We'll close shop when the chillers say close shop. We're done.
Yeah. Yeah.
What else happened?
I don't know, bro.
A lot, man. Just the thing that's top of mind right now is so depressing. Isaac, almost like Isaac Shire, that's a footballer. Patrick Shire committed suicide, according to the Sunday paper, Sunday World.
That's crazy, man.
That is nuts. That's you know wild. Patrick Shire, right?
No, please start with that happened during the week.
So, Patrick Shire, during the week, last weekend or on Monday, dropped some videos of him challenging Casper. It's one video, he's in a fucking car. You know, it's like, yeah, I want a Casper, son of a bitch. I'm challenging you to a boxing match. And then Patrick Shai, you know Patrick Shai, I mean, he's the actor from Soul City.
Yeah.
He used to beat his wife. Well, he beat his wife in real life and in Soul City, where he'd go like, matlakala, matlakala, ubapalako, kohonyaka, matlakala, before he hits his woman. You know, that's the guy, if you don't know him. And he challenged Casper to a boxing match, but he was very vulgar.
Distasteful.
Distasteful.
Now, that was very distasteful.
For an old man, it was very distasteful. Obviously, there was a backlash on Twitter. I saw it. Casper obviously then tweets like, yo, my mom is always getting dragged into these things, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And then he dropped an apology, a video apologizing. I felt like it's like weird. You're going to mention Casper's name like 20 times, but in the video, he didn't even mention his name once.
Yeah.
But like, sold it to South Africa for whatever, should have, I'm a grown up, whatever. And now, committed suicide.
Damn. Heavy.
I mean, it's all written.
Do you think it's because of social media?
I think he's a man who's always gone through things. We all go through things. Unfortunately, some people, it plays out, you know, in the public because they're a public figure. I mean, he was an advocate against women abuse, gender-based violence, because he was a perpetrator at some point. You know what I mean? He's abused as women. So he's gone through a lot of things. And even now with those videos, I don't know what he was going through, you know, to actually record those videos. You know what I mean? Was he under the influence?
Yeah, it came out of nowhere, bro.
Yeah, so like, so, me, so you know, it's what? It's not like he was going through something. So to me, it's like he's a guy who's been going through something. And then obviously the last thing you need when you're going through something is Twitter attacking Black Twitter.
No, wait, so, no, you know what? Before we can even blame, like, Twitter or people. Twitter. Yeah, okay. Like, I know, obviously, the move now is that, you know what, you know, Twitter will, or social media will cause you so much heartache that you could end up killing yourself. But I also blame the people who were hyping him in that first video when he was busy saying, I'm challenging Casper for the fight.
Yeah.
Remember, there were a group of people who were busy hyping him then behind.
Yeah.
So, also, it was like, why couldn't they stop him from, like, dude, what are you doing this for? What was the reason?
Or do it, just don't swear. Like, it's all fun and games, sharp.
But yeah, it's, you can challenge, but without having to be so cursed.
The
and
problem was that.
Yeah.
Him not wanting a fight, but just him swearing.
Yeah.
Him wanting a fight was like fun and games. You know what I mean? Oh, you want to fight Casper? You want to get 100K also. You know what I mean? And stop uploading content. It's fine.
And retire
from being whatever he is. You know what I mean? The problem was the wording.
Yeah, the wording. Used. But I'm also blaming the people who are busy hyping him, their presence.
Yeah, because the club said, I'm dial.
Exactly.
You can't swear, you know, like,
no.
So
before,
like,
we can blame, social media, look at now.
No, no,
all
I'm not
the
blaming social
tweets.
Media. I'm just saying, to me, I don't know him, I didn't know him, but it seemed like he was going through a lot of things. And then now this is the last thing he needed, and it was the straw that broke the camel, the proverbial camel's back.
What did you think about Danilo Ranaka being suspended from Metro?
Oh. It's weird because I saw the challenge. I'm like, yo, you're good, Danilo. You're really good.
Yeah, for someone with 3 kids.
Yeah.
Damn, she's still got it.
Yeah, the movement of the pelvic girdle. Yeah, like, yeah. I was like, no, you're good.
I'm like, it's where it's at.
It's where. You can ask a man to do that challenge. Don't do it as well as she did.
Yeah.
You know, now, nah, the last thing I thought was the furniture.
Yeah.
And I got me, but like.
Even a chain's in, so
she was dancing on the furniture.
So what? So what? No.
At your workplace.
So what? It's a challenge.
It's a challenge.
Did she break the furniture? How what, guys? I felt like it was so petty. No way. No
it
way.
Was.
It was so petty.
It was, but
it's
it
like
is,
I feel like
bro,
Rachel
you
just
keep breaking our furniture. Must we suspend you?
How?
Couldn't you are suspend pull? Me?
How?
Suspend me.
How? We'll trip on my cable. So I'm a mic. It's a lot of
you're
things to do.
You speaking about accidents?
Bro. No.
You speaking about accidents?
Like it has happened too many times. It's no longer accidents. So it's no longer accidents.
Guys, like, listen. Here's what I'm saying. I watched the video. I saw nothing wrong with it.
Yeah.
Right? Because it's like, oh, it's a challenge. Oh, okay. But I'm not HR manager or whoever it is at ABC who watches it and go. And also, what if they've been trying to nail her?
Yeah.
What if they've been trying to? What if someone upstairs does not like her?
And you know, upstairs right? They have scores
to settle.
Yeah, they've got scores there to settle.
Yeah.
No. What do you mean? It's an offense in the workplace. You can't just stand on the tables.
But she didn't have. Was there any Metro FM branding?
There wasn't any.
But everybody knows. Just
because I remember, I almost got fired for something like that.
How?
I was doing a show late night, right?
Okay.
And I decided to call into Fan Zone. I don't know if you guys watch Fan Zone.
Oh yeah, Fan Zone EPL.
EPL.
Yeah, English Premier.
So after the English Premier League games, they've got a Fan Zone thing where you can call in and whatever.
Okay.
So I'm doing late night at 947. It's about 12. I'm bored. Fan Zone's on. I'm like, let me call in.
Oh wow. So you guys watch TV while doing your shows.
Yo.
Ravi, before trying to buy the podcast, try switch off the TVs in the studio.
Maybe if they concentrate, you'll get the numbers.
Switch off the studios.
I'll actually give it to Mash. Mash, you must play this video. So I called and then I asked Glenn Hoddle.
Yeah.
I was like, between Rooney, Van Persie and Falcao, who would you marry, kill and fuck?
We've got MacGyver from South Africa MacGyver on Skype. Welcome, MacGyver. Was that a difficult game to watch for you?
Well, first and foremost, I just want to say thank you so much for having me on tonight. Commend you on your show, beautiful show. Always watch it, never miss it. And regarding United, I thought the game was pretty cool, especially the second half. I just have a question for Glenn Hoddle.
Yeah, go right ahead.
Between Robin van Persie, Falcao and Rooney, who would you marry, kill and fuck?
Oh, excuse me. Apologise there for the language. I'm afraid, obviously, with live television, we can't realise what's going to happen. But we'll move on very swiftly. And the whole point of the
on Facebook.
MacGyver.
What time was this?
Midnight.
Shit, on Super Sport on your live. Yes. So now you're on radio and you're on TV. Oh, but you're off air on radio.
I was
radio.
Off air. I was
on TV.
You know, I was playing 10 songs in a row.
Yes, 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 yes. That song marathon. 947.
So Super Sport called wind of it. Called 947.
Oh, so they realized who you were. Yeah.
They saw the studio.
Oh, you in?
I was in studio. I'll show you the clip. I was in studio. So Super Sport calls Prime Media.
Yeah.
And Ravi on Monday is like, fuck, man, how could you do this? Blah, 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 blah. But I was meant to be fired. The only reason I didn't get fired because there was no branding.
Oh.
So had there been 947 branding, I was gone.
Oh, okay. Okay. No. Yeah.
But that would
As a matter of fact, whenever I trend, people must blame 947 because they're the ones that fired me. Had they not fired me, I'll still be there doing late nights.
Yeah, exactly.
Playing 10 songs in a row.
How? Just
Ravi, see your handsome face.
How?
In the morning.
So every time I trend and people are up in arms, must blame 947. Because I was fine, dog. Earning my 30K a month. Grand boy.
Playing 10 songs in a row.
Were you 30K for that graveyard?
Yeah.
Damn, they got money there.
No. I was doing 7 shows. I was doing 7 shows a week.
30K?
Yeah, 30K.
For all 7?
For all 7.
By the one to ping.
No. It was 50K, 30K after medical aid and tax and
deductions. Okay.
Yeah.
Not bad. Yeah, no, cool. Man. But
how much were you earning?
More than that.
At 5FM?
Oh, I was on a breakfast show, yeah.
Yo, for real? Yeah.
How much were you earning?
Oh, hey.
How?
It was more than that.
For how? Real?
Yeah.
But you weren't even the host, dog.
Oh, dog. But I was there. Hey, what do you mean?
I feel like Sol is negotiating his contract through this conversation. Your new contract. I was earning more than that.
Nah,
so
not
when
even.
They come, they must offer a whole lot more. I see what you're doing, Sol.
Wait, so how do you know? Good
you
one.
Get me, Matt. You
so
get
how do you
me,
know my contract yes. is not more than that right now? How do you know right now?
The contract they're offering you, the radio stations. Yeah. That's what she's saying.
No, but I'm saying, how does she know that it's not more than 50K right now?
How do you know, Ghost Lady?
How do I know?
Mm. Yeah.
I know.
You guys have that. How do you know that it's not more than 50K what I earn now?
No. Now?
Yeah.
It's like on the podcast.
On the podcast.
No, we're talking about the offers you've been getting.
But she's saying, I'm negotiating with the radio station.
Yes.
Oh, I thought she meant I'm negotiating my money here.
No.
Fuck, they're not going to pay me 50K now if they want me. Fuck it, I'm way more than that. No, for real though, I'm not kind of, come on guys, let's be honest, man. They got money there. You know how much people get paid there. You know what I mean? That's why they're not allowed to dance on tables. But Ghost, let's be honest. In a normal corporate, and there's a code of conduct, and you're right though, the time, obviously it's a challenge. It doesn't mean it trumps the contract, but they should understand from a human point of view, it's just a challenge, it's fine. You know what I mean? But if they ignore that and they go to black and white contracts, you are infringing. You know?
I just think it could have been something, a warning, a verbal warning. Hey, please don't ever do that again.
True, that's what
Without
I'm saying.
Without even, it's...
Someone wanted to nail her. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, please delete the tweet.
Someone video. Just didn't like her. That's exactly.
It was just too extra.
Dude, we are living proof of that. If people don't like you, they'll find anything to pin on you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so if someone in the workplace has it against you and they're in HR or management, they'll find something. You may be 2 minutes late for a show. That's a warning. And it's a qualified warning. Exactly.
Yeah. Cause lady, anything else happened?
Are we going to, aren't we doing the questions?
Yeah, but before that, what else happened?
Are we wrapping up?
Are we wrapping up?
Yeah.
Guys, you must watch Afterlife.
Oh yeah, I love Afterlife.
Oh, I love Afterlife. Yeah, yeah. I love that. I'm on the episode where the 50-year-old man.
Yeah.
There's a 50-year-old man. He's got a family and wife.
Yeah.
And then he suddenly changes. He now identifies as an 80-year-old girl.
You gotta be high to watch Afterlife. It's crazy, yeah, man.
Yes, well, it's funny.
Where's it on?
Ricky Gervais on Netflix.
Netflix. Yeah.
Insane, man.
It came out what? This week or is it something new?
No, it's like
the new season. The new season came out.
Season 3 is out. It's 6 episodes a season, 30 minutes each episode. It's the funniest thing and the saddest thing.
It's hilarious.
And the saddest thing also. Like you cry sometimes because like the saddest. This guy lost his wife.
Yeah.
And that guy naturally is a funny guy, witty guy, but he lost his wife and he becomes this monster who doesn't give a fuck, who just tells people the truth, you know? And it's just hilarious, but it's so funny.
Oh, shout out for the recommendation. The Idris Elba movie.
Oh, how did they fall? Oh,
brilliant.
Beautiful movie. You saw it.
The movie. You want to watch it?
Eh?
The movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. The How Did They Fall?
Yeah.
Oh, it's Netflix. Amazing. Oh,
okay.
Check it out, man. So yeah, those are my recommendations.
Ozark is back as well.
Ozark, I was watching Ozark. Yes. I'm catching up. Yes. I'm watching Ozark right now.
I want to finish Afterlife and check out Ozark.
Yeah.
Yeah. So while this episode trends, I'll be watching Ozark.
Not giving a fuck.
So far from what you've said, what has high chances of trending?
Yeah, bro. I don't know.
Obviously, just the whole.
I don't even know. Just me breathing trends, bro.
Yeah, but I actually googled. So that when I saw that episode, there is actually a guy from Canada, who's got 7 kids in his 50s, who left his family, left his kids, left his wife, and went to identify as a 6-year-old girl. I'm serious.
Hey, my man, I don't want to be implicated in
that. Yeah, this thing can be stretched too far.
Like, I've been talking about me being a pedophile. I wanna
Yo, man, it's just so. Hey, we live in a strange world, man.
Yeah, ghost lady.
Strange ass world.
Actually, when you talk, like, you know, I remember this other thing that was trending. How there's a swimmer in the United States who's trans female swimmer, and now she's competing with like in a women's competition swimming, mm-hmm. like for I think maybe it's for Olympics, you know, qualifying. And then there's a big like, should she be competing in the women's race or not?
Hey.
Yeah. We'll leave her to just freestyle it. We'll leave her to just freestyle it. I understand. Soon we'll be swimming in the trends there. Let her fucking freestyle it for all we care, man.
Okay, back to South African stuff, ne?
Yeah.
Tiki Maswai actually is now about to just. She says she's going to quit activism because of, again, trending and just being pulled down. And it's almost like she's just never winning. Like, it's just a thing. Well, obviously, also Kat came out is that she's got a bae. You know, she's very happy. She's got someone who supports her. And she's in love. Tiki Maswai.
Oh, happy.
Good yeah. So also now the statement of she's going to quit activism. Is it because now she's involved and happy?
She's pulling a slick talk. She's got the 100K.
Why slick talk, guys?
Why have to take it to slick talk? Why, though?
Hey, man.
Why?
She's achieved a mission, so she's out of here.
No, she hasn't. Achieved how? She hasn't achieved. She's
so what, is she saying that the road of activism is lonely?
Yeah, basically.
I'm looking at our prep. The producer sent us. I didn't see this. Saul's old video of him in Big Brother Mzansi surfaced this week. A young Saul in the video seen weaving his magic, convincing a young one to give it up to him. Most chillers were not even aware that Saul entered the competition before. Unfortunately, the video is shot. Fans couldn't see Saul win. I don't understand that.
So that lost me.
There wasn't even a shower scene of that proposal. What video is this?
Oh, I was just talking to Kat, man. I was just hitting up Kat. I like Kat in the Big Brother house. So it was just me trying to hook up with Kat. That's it, man, pretty much.
So the video came up?
Yeah, and people were surprised that I was on Big Brother. Well, some people, but that's pretty much it.
People don't know that you're on Big Brother still?
People don't know I was on radio. They think I just like woke up crazy, and started podcasting.
Right? Or like that I make music. Or like that we make music or I DJ. It's like, it's a cow. Saul. Fuck. Nigga, tell the truth. Who's making the music? Niggas have been at it, you know? But like, I remember, fuck, it's crazy. I was at a, where was I? I was out a few weeks ago. And someone was like, oh, I didn't know you make music. And like, I was like, this is when I realized that I was out of touch. And I was like, yeah, yeah, even dropped an album, man, in 2013. They're like, 2013? Like 9 years ago, bro. I was like, oh, shit, it is. So people don't know, bro, that we do all these other things.
Okay,
so, yeah.
Okay, tell people, our new chillers that don't know what you do. What did you do before and what do you do now?
Yeah.
I make music. I did radio. I mean, I've been on Big Brother.
What radio did you do? You started YFM.
I did YFM. I did 5FM.
You started YCAD.
You started UJ also?
Oh, I started at UJFM. Yeah. Mm-hmm. UJFM, then they invited me to the Y Academy, mm-hmm. right? I did an interview. I got in. Obviously, it was a formality. And then from the Y Academy, I went straight to the Breakfast Show. Mm-hmm. I was the co-host of the Breakfast Show. And then from there, I went to Big Brother. From Big Brother, I got a call from Fresh. He wanted me to be on the Breakfast Show on 5FM. Mm. Then I was on 5FM. And then, rewind, YFM, I dropped an album. Mm. I've been making music. You know, I used to, like, literally, you remember, I used to make music at the YFM prep area on my laptop.
It was trash, but you were still making
it. Uhuru.
No, you didn't make Uhuru at YFM.
I made Uhuru at YFM. What do you mean?
I wasn't there.
Huh?
I wasn't.
So, you see?
What do you mean?
I heard the other trash ones before.
What do you mean? Mount
you
Zion.
You kiss a lot of
Mount
frogs.
Mount Zion. You kiss frogs. Mount Zion. Mount Zion, I made it YFM. Everybody heard it. They were like, so what are you making with it? Oh, it's a song. Listen. And it was dope.
Yeah.
I mean, good
so
music.
You birthed Kabza?
No. 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 But
who
yeah,
do you feel like you influenced, though? Is there someone in the game that you go, I influenced
a whole sound. Mm. Like when I dropped Uhuru.
Yeah.
That one
move. Yes.
Yeah. I got the
man. Down and down and then. Mosquito chopped you, right?
He didn't chop me.
Okay. But
those drums.
Uh-huh.
I popularized them because I remember there was an artist who did it, but the song just never blew up, and that's just the world's unfair like that. And I was like, ooh, that's a nice sound. It was Morat Deray, a song called Roho Yango, and then I did that. But when I dropped it, King Paya also had a sound like that, you know. So I was part of the I ushered that sound like and made it public. So I had an impact, and people still love my song. I saw a tweet yesterday that Uhuru to someone is like Webaba, you know. It's a very
so. Can I ask you
song.
What was Uhuru about, or was that
Uhuru
degrading you?
What? Wait, why are you gonna put it like that? Why
you see, you need to word it properly, Meg. You see,
like
you see, it's about the wording. It's about
wait,
how you
why
ask.
Why you word it like that? Like,
now he's offended.
Yeah, he's offended.
Now you're trained.
Aski his.
He doesn't learn, Nay. Doesn't
fuck. We spoke about this, man.
Wording.
But yeah, that's what I do, man. You know, people shouldn't be surprised. I'm dropping music. I'm in studio now. We're working.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm dropping some
Free
piano.
Loops.
Huh? Oh, yeah. So, my mate has got a studio and works on FL. But I started on FL. I started on FL when it was still Fruity Loops 3. Mm. Fruity Loops, you know, so I can figure out. And when you open the piano roll, it's music is music, man. Yeah. You know, yeah. So I'm busy making music right now. Can't wait. It's piano, but I know people go, oh, so I was making piano. Trust me, it's different. It sounds good.
All right, cool, man.
Yeah.
It's time for some Q&As. Last week, we were meant to do some Q&As with our chillers.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do them right now.
Can you please do that?
All right, Coast Lady, let's go. We haven't done this in a while, man.
Q&A.
Thank you to the last year. Who sent us all these questions.
All right. Wait, by the way, these were our members and patrons. Only they could ask us questions.
The few privileged ones who've earned the privilege.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Yeah. So make sure you become a patron and a member as well.
And I think
even you, Ari Lennox, yes.
Gosh. Soon you'll be getting more international, you know, artists.
I have.
Is it?
Yes.
Really?
Do you know after that thing broke? On Complex, remember Complex tweeted?
Oh, yeah, I saw that, yeah.
And I think we're on Shade Room as well.
Oh, yeah, Shade Room was, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, because Tebucho sent me a screenshot. She's like, yo, you're in Shade Room.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, what's Shade Room?
Yes.
She's like, it's the biggest gossip.
Literally, yeah.
In the
world. After TMZ, I think.
Yeah. So we made them there. And then after that, I got like about 6 American artists asking for an interview.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Are they interview worthy?
Well, look, I don't know them, but neither did I. I didn't know Ari Lennox as well.
But you'll do your research well this time,
Yeah, we'll check them out. Like, because there's nothing more beautiful than actually interviewing someone before they actually... It's like, see what we do with Blackie?
Yeah.
Before they actually hit.
Yeah.
They would be amazing. So we must check out their work, and if they're worthy, because being worthy doesn't mean famous enough, but are you just good at your craft?
Like Cardi B when she was on Love and Hip Hop.
Exactly.
Before she blew up.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I gotta brush up on my American accent. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hey man, what the fuck?
Yeah, we're trying to be out in New York, my dog.
Nah, fuck that shit, man.
Brooklyn, dog.
Tina Silimza and Wire. See Ndawo, Sina in Zanti. Wire.
We're excelling like Chris.
You know what? We should unmask Chris. Because Chris, no one knows his face.
For real?
No one knows his face. So we should actually unmask Chris.
Bro, how do these guys get so many
numbers?
He's got
600,000 followers.
How? Because no one knows him. How?
Because he's cool and people love him and he's a savage. And people love that shit on Twitter. And generally, Chris... is all hides behind jokes and whatnot, but a lot of times it makes sense, you know. A lot of times he's got sober, because a lot of times these accounts like all get big and then they start losing the plot. You know what I mean?
Actually,
I was about to ask, have they unmasked him?
They just disappear, you know. But Chris is a G.
Hey man, we gotta get Chris on here, man.
Yeah, no. Chris,
he can be a ghost even.
Oh, if he doesn't
actually, let's get Chris. And you'll be a ghost.
Yeah,
with Ghost Lady.
Yeah.
Ghost husband.
All right, questions. What are your questions? Let's go.
All righty. Okay, like a majority of the questions were chillers requesting for 2 shows per week. Like a lot of questions. Can't you guys offer us 2 shows? Monday, you know, the Monday show. Like, can it be 2 times a week? Yeah, so.
Okay.
Yeah, why can't we do that?
Well, I'm game.
Yeah. We'll record Wednesday, upload Thursday.
Yeah, I'm game.
And
yeah, we'll need like celebrity interviews. We'll make them special.
We'll
make them special. So we're not interviewing any Tom, Dick, and Harry. We'll just do all the show Monday and Thursdays. And then when we've got a worthy celebrity to be on Thursdays, we'll put them up.
Yeah, I agree.
Levels.
Yeah. We're good. I'm good. Let's do that.
All righty. First question.
The show.
To the entire crew, what is the most challenging aspect of being part of the podcast team?
Oh.
True. So, you want to answer that one?
Like, well, each person.
Apart from your offers.
No, don't worry.
Apart from juggling offers.
Yeah. I got it, they're giving me jobs because they're trying to off us.
Off-white.
No, man. The biggest challenge. It's, honestly, the biggest challenge, I think it's every week trying to do a better show than the last week, right? But you don't feel that way because the way the show is, and we normally we're like, it'll just happen, and it just generally happens where we have a good show, and because there's no formula that we must do this and do that, you know what I mean? And that's pretty much it, you know? And everything else you just leave to the powers that be, like, because also, like, sometimes you think, like, oh, there's pressure to come up with puns, but I don't know, no longer have that, because everything that we do comes so naturally, and we're all good at what we do, so you spend less time worrying it, and just be here and do it, and everything just comes out naturally. So that's the biggest challenge, really, just...
My biggest challenge is not trying to trend.
Oh,
I haven't nailed that one yet.
You all trend.
Yeah, I'm trying to nail that one.
Can't we challenge, like, how do we challenge people? Just we don't.
The question
trend.
Is vague, actually.
We don't trend on Monday. No one talks about
no.
the show.
Why? How? It's acknowledgement that we were here and we did something and people acknowledge it. Sometimes we don't trend for bad reasons. We just trend because the show is good.
Do you not have to apologize to my woman every time I trend?
Why? Why?
She doesn't like it, though, because people inbox her and stuff. And they're like, hey,
oh, they know
her. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're like, look at your man. What the fuck is he doing?
Someone close the inboxes.
Yeah, yeah, man. Oh. Yeah, no, she's a slick queen. You know what I mean?
Oh, slick queen. Hey. How? How?
I'm kidding, baby. I love you, baby.
How?
Hey, baby. When it says baby, how? You know it.
Yeah, you know.
Whenever the two guys, hey, baby, baby. Shit. Fucking these two. Baby. Baby.
Alright, next question.
Hey, what's your challenge?
Yeah.
My challenge.
Yeah.
Fuck, I'd love to be Ghost Lady.
You.
I think.
If I was you, I would trend every week. Like. Yo. The shit I would say. Ludicrous.
So why can't you say them now?
No one knows my face. Because people know my face, man. No one knows my face. Look, I already say them, but you know what I mean?
But you say you'll do the same thing even if you were the ghost.
If I was you,
you'd do the same thing.
When are you captured? When? You're captured.
Oh.
Why can't you be like Ghost Lady?
Yes.
And just say shit.
Yes.
Yes. Like, but I think yes as much.
I would say I'd play with your character. Like, I'm not saying I'd hold back. I'm holding back. Yeah. But I would be.
Which you are.
So. I'm not holding back.
Ah, you're very careful, though. You tread carefully.
I'm not careful. I've just been a person who knows how to say shit. Yeah. You know?
And then get my point it across.
It's Radio 101. He was bunking White Academy. I was with him in the White Academy. He wasn't coming to half the classes. He should have been there, man. 101.
Remember,
you know,
he was there for punishment.
Without saying shit. But if I were you, I would play with it. Like, so much. You know? So, like, no one knows who you are.
Yeah, but maybe I do. And it's just that's the thing why I don't train. Because at the end of the day, no one knows me.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
Ashley, we didn't do this properly. I should have been a ghost guy.
Hey, dog. Like, yo.
The ghost neck.
Yo. And I'm not saying, you can literally say, last night I gave the best blowjob of my life. And no one is going to look at you in the mall and go, you give blowjobs. Because I don't know your face.
If I say it, I'm degrading dicks.
Exactly. You know what I mean? Like some
even
really
if you're honoring
cool
a dick.
You know, some really super honest shit that no one can pin a face to. But that's just me.
But isn't that what the podcast is about? Gandhi, we've been honest. You haven't been.
I'm honest. But I'm not. I've been more honest about my sex life than you.
Okay. Okay.
Exactly. You know what I mean?
But I love sex.
I love it more. Mm. I've been more honest about shit in my bedroom than you.
Yeah.
I'm very honest, bro. Don't get me wrong, man. Yeah. You know, just people get pissed off about my honesty. You know what I mean? Because I know how to be honest. Like pissing people off.
You paint a very nice picture.
For the fuck of it.
You tell a very good story.
Yeah,
when,
yeah,
you narrate,
I'll give
you
that.
When you narrate your sex life.
I've shit a lot on this podcast, man, about my personal life. From struggles to wins to just normal daily shit. You know, I share a lot.
No, but he knows. Every time I'm training, I'm like, Sol, how would you have done it? Mm. And then he tells me, I'm like, oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
but like, if I were you, man, it's like gold. Like, yo, Ghost Lady. Like, no one knows your face. They know your voice. Oh, fuck. They don't have your social media. They don't,
I roll with her and they ask her to take pictures with me. They don't know she's the ghost.
You're like literally theater of the mind. Like, you're like radio on our show. Like,
you could say you're naked right now.
Yeah. You could be like, so you're like my left tit. I'm naked. Like, and I'd be like, yeah. Yo. Hey. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm just if I were Ghost Lady.
But I think what makes it also safe is that I'm married. So I think it's like also just kind of plays with
so I must be married.
It still plays with
maybe let's get married, dog.
And I'm not saying lie, just you can super be honest and no one knows shit. As long as we are all able to protect your identity and no one knows shit, then it'll never be like that girl, you know, there'll never be a face attached to all the stories and everything.
All right, next question.
All right, another one. It's not a question. I want McTee to do a story time, like I liked those a lot.
What?
A story time. Give us a story time.
About what?
Just random.
I like what?
No.
I like pussy.
No, what? A story time. Someone is requesting for a story. Okay, you can think about it. Let's go to the next question. Okay, let me ask.
It's very weird, dog.
No, just give us like a story.
Yes.
About what?
Your first
random.
Time.
Random.
Jesus.
Random.
You've told us about your first time, right?
It was on. Didn't you say it was on your mom's bed?
You've told us about the famous girl who gave you head in the car after you gave her a Smirnoff or two.
Oh, man.
That just sounds good. That sounds like it's going to trend.
Oh, yeah. Shit. Hey, yeah, that sounds cancelable. Like.
No, that sounds very.
You know, with the consenting adult in the car, how's that going to trend? How's the hating woman?
Because it's about sex. I guess we don't talk about sex.
Yeah, that's
anymore.
Why. The first time I wanted to ask him, but like, give us a story, man, you know? Like when you shed your pants in primary school.
I've never done that.
You've never? Everybody has shed their pants?
No, I've never.
In primary?
No, I've never. No.
Wow, okay.
Like I, so it was just you. No one even said they can relate.
I'm a transport, Joe, so you're ready.
Nothing happening in transport, bro.
Puma, you transport that thing. And then transport is here, they hooting out of a bus of Tesla. And I have to hold shit in. Till you get to school.
You mean
and
you did it in the
I'm
morning?
Saying, and that's all I'm saying. Eh? That's all I'm saying. I thought everybody had these stories about soiling themselves. You didn't have,
what?
I was a kid. I was like
you
six.
You soiled yourself
I was
in the
grade
morning.
Two. I was six.
In the morning.
I was, yeah, but fortunately.
So I thought I was so long.
Hi, boom. Mamela, it was. Sekhaya la. Sesikolweni la.
But what about transport?
You transport le. Toilet la.
I'm a twins la.
Twins.
I'm a twins.
I'm a twins.
Huh?
I'm a twin saver, Zala. Ask the scholar in the toilet. This motherfucker. So, like, I'm here. Sasha is Kati in Pategil. Transport arrives. Strict mom. Get out now. I'm trying to explain. Get out. Transport is hooting. Pop, pop, pop. I don't see him. Ngbambile, ngbambile, ngbambile. Ngbambile, ngbambile. Kids in the transport, that song is normally funny and loud. And what's going on? He's just quiet with his head outside the window showering fresh air. I'm like, shh, shh, shh. Right? And you know, the urge gets worse when you get there.
When you're about to arrive, yeah.
Boom, transport in.
Oh.
And fortunately, we were late. Like, scholar, let's go to car. We were like 5 minutes late. Everybody rushes to their classes. I'm trying to run, but my legs need to be closed. Hey! Monga nimnyango! No! The worst shit happened. Oh, fuck. Worst shit. And then, yeah, there I was. I had to kill time in the loop for like 30 minutes. Just chilling. To make sure that.
Waiting for your underwear to dry.
No, to make sure all the late kids are in. Then I can go to the office.
Okay.
And I went to the office, I told them, you know. I'm like six, you know. I'm like, hey guys, problem. Call my mom, please. Just call my mom. I need my mom. Need my mom. And then mom came to collect me. Went home, had a free day.
Aww.
Yeah, it was all good, you know.
And MacGyver, that's an example of a story time.
That's a story time, man. You know?
All right.
But I was six. Nah, someone is lying here. Stat says 1 out of 10 people.
Well, you're the one. So, yeah, well, no, we two. Are 10 here.
Nah, guys, no ways. In primary school.
Nah.
Like, you're like three, you're like six, you're in grade two, grade three.
Peeing your pants is more like norm.
How do you
the number two.
You can't pee your pants because you can pull out your dick anywhere and pee. Right? So you can't pee yourself.
But you get kids that are so pressed and you're told, no, don't go. You can't go to the toilet. And next minute, you're sitting on a puddle of water or of pee.
Yeah, that's happened.
Yes, it's very common.
Hey, so that happened. I was in grade two, man. I was a kid, though. Nothing wrong with a kid, man, you know? Like, it's fine.
Next
that's
question.
A story time.
Yes, it's a shit story.
Ah, funny guy. Funny you see, enough, I'm honest on this podcast. See what I mean? See what I mean? Fucking honesty on this podcast.
Yeah, just being vulnerable, you know?
Yeah, exactly. No,
okay, there's a question, Saul. Do you see yourself leaving the pod and going where? And what will make you say goodbye to the pod and McChee? Who do you think will be good fit to replace Saul?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Do I see myself leaving? It depends, man. Like,
on the offers.
It depends. Yeah, like, hey, man, if I get a huge international offer.
Ah, boy. Samba song. You know? Samba song.
Exactly. Song.
Like, yeah. Yo, fucking hell. You know what I mean? Like, there's things that. If it's a progressive move.
So, not a local offer.
No, if it's a progressive move.
Mm. Okay.
You know what I mean? It's a progressive move.
Okay.
But obviously, you always want to do both because, I mean, we shoot once, twice a week. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, like.
But also, people must leave this notion that, like, you're obligated to stay on the podcast.
Yeah.
If it betters your career and your life and your family, why not?
If it's, like I said, if it's a progressive move, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. if it's another move that will just see me do less than what I'm doing here, then it's like, you're right.
I mean, if the Daily Show comes knocking.
That's what I mean. Oh. You know, if Trevor Noah says, yo, come through, I want you to be my African correspondent, but you have to be based in New York.
Yeah.
Oh, guys.
You have to.
I have to bounce, you know what I mean? And then, most likely replacement, I'd say Robot Boy. Robot Boy is the coolest guy in the fucking country, man. For me, he's the coolest fucking guy in the country. Like, cool guy, super cool guy. Love him to bits.
Send me a text
funny
today.
Yeah?
He's like, keep your head up. I'm like, which head?
I got him pissed with the other one is always up. The other one is always up. Look, I'm good. So definitely I said replacement, probably Robot Boy. Smart, wise, very cool, lovely guy, good human being.
And he's a chiller.
And he's a chiller, ne? Good human being, you know. Yeah, we must have him, man.
Friends.
So Chiyuka storied for days, but I mean, yeah, he's still young. He'll come through. But that's, I'd say, genuinely Robot Boy.
Is he Mzwakhe Mbulile's son?
Mzwakhe Mbulile's son, yeah.
Wow.
Mzwakhe Mbulile's son. Yeah. He doesn't drink, you know that?
He doesn't drink.
Robot Boy doesn't drink.
Hmm.
Just drinks water.
Oh.
It's like so cool. I'm like, dog. He's like, yeah. I'm like, wow, that's so cool. You're good.
You know what someone told me this week? Mm-hmm. They're like, since the robots have been off, right? The hobos. The hobos start doing the whole.
What did you call them?
Yeah. So they're like, wouldn't it be dope if Cyril closed all the robots? Because then you give them jobs. Then the hobos won't bother you. But I was like, but then there'll be hobo wars. We'll fight for territories.
True.
The hobo wars. And the thing is, hobos are now are kind of like, sometimes it's your nyaope guys, you know? So it's like,
Generally yeah,
now. So it's also very...
Because, you know, William Nickel, you're making the most money and new roads there. By exactly. All the hobos are lining up for that route.
That's going to be a huge fight.
Not really rude.
It's going to be hobo wars on hobo wars and killing hobo cost. Killing one another. Crazy shit.
Yeah.
Okay, there's another one. Is it possible to bring DJ Zintle maybe as a friend of the show this time? Just to appreciate her since she put us on the map when the podcast was starting up. Okay?
Fuck,
McGee, why did you stop calling people in every show? Remember?
Oh, yes. I have to call. Yeah.
We haven't called in a while.
Yeah.
But we haven't had a need to call, though.
Yeah, we just started, guys. We just started this year.
Yeah, and we haven't had a need to call. Like, I don't think of any story that we've had where we needed to call.
Bro, but I gotta explain the Zintle story, man. Zintle really put us on, bro. Fuck, man. I remember when the podcast started, we were getting like 1,000 views. Like what?
Oh, yeah. She was like the first 100K. And
Yeah. And then I literally called her up because, like, I know her. I'm like, yo, can I do a podcast with you? She's like, cool, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So I went to her house in Four Ways, bro. And I went there with my iPad.
Wow.
Not mine. It was the ghost lady's at the time.
Mm-hmm. Jesus
she had
Christ.
An iPad. So I set up the iPad, the mics. We recorded the interview out of there. And then normally, you know, like celebrities when they come here, after they leave, they're done with the show.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But she literally took the next level and uploaded it on Instagram and did the swipe up thing.
Yeah, wow. To go on the show.
To go on the show. She's like, check out this episode. Yeah. And then she did the swipe up thing. And then, like, she's got millions of followers.
Yeah, yeah, she's Zinclair.
And then that's when it started, like, boom. Wow. Yeah, like Zinclair, man. Yo, yo, yo.
Beautiful.
Yeah, she put the motion in, you know?
Yo.
Yeah.
It was black.
Was that black motion,
funny,
you know?
Nah, yeah. So now you just want to say thank you to her.
Yeah.
Bongs. Sbong.
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 Sbong. No, man, she must come through and chill with
her. Nah, she'll come.
I've
She's
never
chill.
Met DJ Zinc. I've seen her at YFM, yeah. You know, when we're still like Y Academy on Sundays when she'd come to do the Oskido show. But I've never met her.
Yeah.
Yeah, just come through, man, you know, just...
And she's got a lot going on right now, yo, since we last spoke.
Ooh, a lot, bro, a lot. Yeah. I mean, blended family.
And you know what? You know what? People don't know what happened with that interview. Hmm? So while we were recording, AKA called her and he was at the gate. Yo, bro, this guy was going on. He was like shitting on her. And it was in the episode.
He didn't have the keys.
It's her house, bro.
They're a couple.
Yeah, but he had to call in. So
if you're my girlfriend, you've got the keys to any place I stay.
So I took that part out, bro.
What? Oh. Okay, fair enough. Out of respect for her.
Out of respect.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what's the opposite of degrading? That was upgrading a woman.
Technically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. So you feel good? You've... You've done well for the women of the country. Like, are we supposed to praise you now? Look at you. Gotta do more.
No, I'm saying, like, there's a lot of things that people say I do for clickbait, but there's so much shit that if I wanted to, like, I could just. For clickbait.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like for Ari Lennox, like there's worse stuff.
Yeah, you could have removed all that other stuff, right?
And I always do.
Yeah.
But they'll always find a way.
Like with Desmond Tutu's
Natasha.
Yeah, Natasha Hane. She said remove X and Y, we did.
Yes.
Right?
And many other interviews.
Yes,
you'd say, they said, I must remove like, 1, 2, 3, and you'd be like,
yes,
yo.
We remove it.
The problem with Natasha is she was focused, she don't want to talk about sex. And that guy she's
dating. What's his name, the guy?
Lodge.
She forgot about that.
She was
she was too focused.
She was focused. She was
Lodge
focused.
And X's and X.
Yes.
Don't talk about those.
Yeah. Yes.
True.
Which is good. You know, if you that's what the kind of
that's
whatever,
cool, man.
Whatever you want to push in the interview, it's fine. It's fine.
Yeah, it's like I said, I never like to dwell on the gambling thing when I do interviews now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've spoken about it personally, so it's fine. You can dictate the narrative. It's okay. Nothing wrong with it.
Mm. MacG, why do you like to deflect from serious topics and start making a joke when it starts getting tense?
Hey.
This is the honest podcast.
Exhibit A.
Remember,
this is a serious question.
It's the honest podcast.
Yeah,
because I'm a lucky go person, free spirited. I don't like dwelling.
Yeah,
I don't like stressing about things I can't control, and I feel like serious things are very depressing. That's why I'm not on social media. That's why I don't watch the news, because I get depressed and think like, what the fuck are we doing in this world? What's going on? So I just like to keep my energy free spirited. And
because shit
chilled.
Gets to you.
Yeah, fair enough.
Ah.
Make sure you check out our second channel for the short clips. Have you subscribed to this other channel?
Yes.
Oh yeah, short clips.
Yeah.
I've subscribed, man.
What's the last clip you saw?
What's the name of the channel?
Dog. Fuck it. You're killing me right now, man. You're killing me, man.
I'll help you. It's called PNC Moments.
Yes!
Exactly.
Podcast and chill moments, yeah.
Yeah, for short clips, make sure you subscribe to our second channel. Also, Valentine's party, what's going on, Pumla?
Valentine's is coming.
How many tickets are left? What's going on?
37 males?
33 Ooh. Women tickets left, yeah?
So,
are you vetting? Are they beautiful, the women? Are you vetting?
No, you hope you're vetting. Definitely, they are lovely.
When is the Valentine's
women.
13th of Feb? Yes.
Yes.
Click below to buy tickets. Also, Chiller's Market. Oh, dude, the coolest thing happened in Chiller's Market.
What happened?
A French chiller, so a chiller from France.
Uh huh.
Yes.
Invested in the business from the Chiller's Market. They give them £60,000.
Yes.
Why?
I kid you not.
£16,000.
Yeah, they picked one business from the chiller's market and invested in it.
Isn't that over 1 million rand?
I don't know.
Yeah, I've never it's over a million rand.
Like,
yeah.
Times 20, bro. That's like a million two or something.
A million, for real. Yeah.
Pound is heavy, bro.
A chiller, bro, from France.
Wow. A chiller from France invested into another fellow African business over 1 million rand.
Will that trend?
No.
No.
Oh, no. No
trend, bro.
Of course not.
No.
Yo, we
need to
keep track of that, bro.
Yeah. Ooh,
like, are we doing a, when Lesotho, are we doing a branch there?
I think we booked there.
Yeah, we are booked. I think people have been asking for doing a branch.
Yeah, yeah, but I think we booked.
In March.
Yeah, we booked in Lesotho in March.
Nice, nice one.
It would be great to do hit two birds, one stone.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's thinking about the cost, dude. He's thinking about fuck salt. Who the fuck is going to pay for their crew and everything else, right?
Yeah.
We could go to a hotel or something to sponsor the whole
thing. End of the month,
we're
going to Botswana. End of the month.
End of which month?
Jan. 29th of Jan. We're in Botswana. We booked, dog. We're playing.
Hey.
Oh.
Yeah. Hey, Botswana.
Hey.
Cameroni, we're coming.
April, we're going to the UK.
Uh-huh.
Oh, shit. Whoop, whoop. Going to the UK.
Yeah, whoop, booked whoop. And busy, dog.
We're booked in the UK?
Yeah, my dog.
Okay, England, Manchester, we're coming. It's blue. We're coming.
Anyway, we are here. Podcast and chill, man. Boom.
Thank you.
Sure.
To advertise, email podcast@thisismechi.com.
Yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work, it's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn, no books have been written, nothing is certain, everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.